Well, I'd like to say, Featherstream, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll see you at the union hall on first off and get back with you all again. Titan and Control, W2EQ from KD2AE.
Alright, KD2AE, W2WQO, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Also, our evening guys, let me know about next week. You know, everybody gets mixed up in between, and who knows? At any rate, hopefully we'll all be on here next week as usual. Have a good one there, Harvey, and we're not exactly sure how ours is going to turn out either, because we haven't finalized to get together with the one daughter who lives nearby. The other is too far away. K2IC, how are you, Earl? W2WQ.
W2WQ, K2IC, you're finding your ass. I see it. Don, OJ, Tommy, or Dick, whichever one you want, or Mac. Okay, well, I've been sitting here. I got up under early this morning at 9 o'clock. And I heard a couple guys on at 9 o'clock, about 5 after 9, well, I heard Harry Moore, W2KQS, sign off. And I didn't hear any more on top 3917 till I couldn't understand what was going on. What happened to the founders that day? And what was the other one I was supposed to be on here between there? The founders, that's the Kodak next there. I guess I must have got on the end of the Kodak next, but I didn't hear anything for about 10 minutes after 9 up to the present time. I heard somebody very weak as 9 out there. It must have been a QCWA net out there, but I was a little bit confused there. When you didn't come on, exactly, I called you several times, but when you didn't come on, Don came on. I just found out that I was on the right frequency after. Frequency, wrong day, and everything like that. Well, Harvey, before you leave, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends there. They had a talk to you day before Christmas there. So the both faiths get to enjoy the holidays together then. And so that's about my story here. So better back you, Russ. W2WQ, please do.
All right, K2IC. W2WQ. Well, what happened is this one. Hudson Valley, the Comex, and the founders chapters were all under half an hour each, and they weren't filling up the time at all, so we decided they'd shorten them to 15 minutes each. And that's why we're on it 15 minutes earlier now, because the this area, this half hour section here was freed up, so we are taking half of it anyway. So that's what happened there, and Mugs are there now, not very many even now, so as well as the surety, of course, but maybe after the first year things will tighten up and be a little better. W2UAE, how you doing, Don? W2WQ.
W2WQ and the group, W2UAE, good morning to you, Russ, and Hartley, and Arrow, and the Dick there. And I'm sure there'll be more checking in as we go along. I think some still think we come on at 10 o'clock rather than 9:45, so maybe the schedule doesn't let them get on at 9:45. But anyhow, I would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We're not sure that we're ready yet, but our whole family will be here. Our Indiana family is going to be traveling on Tuesday, and they drive all the way. That's 700 miles, and they leave early in the morning and get here about 6 in the evening. So makes for a long trip, but we sure do appreciate them making the effort to come, because they complete our whole family. All our kids will be here, and grandchildren and such, and certainly makes for a real good Christmas. Don't have a good report on George yet, W3HK. He's still not doing very well, and he sort of lost interest in everything, it seems. One of the fellows that comes down to see him asked him if he wanted his computer and his radio brought upstairs where he could get to it, since his radio shack's down in the basement, and he said no, he didn't want anything like that. So it's really sad to see a guy like George go down like that, but hopefully he'll come back. He's still having pain and not very comfortable, that's for sure. So back to net control, W2WQ, W2UAE.
W2UAE and group W2WQR, it's too bad about George, and actually that's not an unusual thing to happen. Notice about a number of others, friends in the past, who when their health fails, they decide that they don't need ham radio or anything else after that, so hopefully it'll come back, as you say. We really wish him well. And yes, I know some of them are not quite on to the new schedule here, but hopefully that'll happen after the first of the year, more regularly. W3OONSJ, W2WQ, what do you say, Dave?
Okay, Russell, W2WQ, W3OONSJ. Good morning to everyone, the five of us that are here, Hartley and Earl and Don and Russell, and the season's greetings to everyone, and I hope you have many, many more. We are just about done with our shopping and so forth. Packages are all sent. There's several of our family that won't be here. The West Brattleboro, Vermont contingent won't be here because he's a minister, and Sunday and Christmas are a special time for him, so his duties will be there. So we're going to see him after Christmas. And the group from Florida are staying home this year. So we're going to have our Christmas up at Richboro, my daughter's home. And the group from Rochester will be down, and also from Harrisburg. So we'll have a good portion of them there anyway. And sorry to hear about George, by golly. I'll have to send him a card, I guess, and hope that he is encouraged by it. I believe he had heart problems before, if I'm not mistaken. Got to go back down to the Shea Institute on Tuesday for another evaluation. And I don't know, I guess I'm ready for it anyway. And of course, years ago, I don't know how many years ago, this net here started up at 8:45. And when, at least it's my recollection, and when the New York group started to branch out a little bit, they needed 15 minutes, and so we gave it to them because, you know, we could manage with what we had. So when nobody was on, it left a gap in the time from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, so somebody ought to be using it. So that's why I made the suggestion. Anyway, it seems to be working out pretty good for us. W2WQ, W3OOJ.
WA3DST. All right, Doug, got you. WA3DST. Okay, Dick, yes, now that you mentioned it, I do remember that we used to start earlier, about the quarter of like we do now, and I'm glad we got that time back again, because I remember last week we were on here, and we went through the second time very comfortably on the, with the three quarters of an hour, where in the half hour it would not have happened, so that's good. W3DSP, any other check-in?
K2DOV,
we got you. Any others? Okay, W3DSP, how you doing there, Doug? W2EQ.
W2EQ and the QCWA group, WA3DSP. Good morning to everyone. Bright sunny morning here this morning. About 33 degrees and a little bit colder than it's been for quite a few days here. We've had some rather mild weather in the 50s, almost close to 60 some days this past week. But I guess it's going to get a little bit colder for a day or two and maybe warm up again, I don't know. We're supposed to get down into the teens overnight. I just got in here at the tail end of Dick's transmission, so I did get most of what he said, but I don't know how big the group is or anything this morning. I was a little bit late this morning, and I guess now that we start early, I always know that if I can get here by 10 o'clock, I'll make a good portion of the net. So it's really good that we have a little bit more time, a little bit more leeway to work with as far as the net is concerned. Well, we're getting ready for the holidays, and busy as usual, probably the most busy time of year, I guess, for most people. And in many ways, not my most favorite time of the year because of that. The congestion and traffic and everything else that you have to do and go through. But that's the way life is anymore, I guess. And today we're off to a activity this afternoon with a friend of ours, so we'll be out today also. So I guess that's about it here for this transmission. Dick, I mentioned to Dick that I did check in on the 17-inch monitors, and there are quite a few. There's quite a few new ones out now, and they're much improved over what they were just even a year ago. Significant improvements in that area, and the prices are a lot lower than they had been also. So if you want to pursue that, that I think it's a good time to do it. Maybe after Christmas sometime we can get together on that. Other than that, I guess that's about all I have from this week. Nothing too much else new here, and we'll listen and see how many other people check in here this morning. W2EEQ and the QCWA group, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP and the group, W2EEQ. Okay, well, you're number six, and Charlie coming up now is number seven. Do you have any further check-ins? Call now. W2DOV, Charlie, how are things? W2EEQ.
Good morning all around, Rich, and I was not aware that you were coming on at 9:45, and I thought I was on time here this morning, but I'm a little late. Well, we were up late last night working on a new computer here, which we finally got in operation, and we'll be working on that quite a bit from now on, and I joined the others in wishing that George does okay. I sent him another card there yesterday or the day before. I sent him a few cards, and I hope he does pull out of that. We're getting ready for Christmas too. Got everything pretty well wrapped up now, and in more ways than one here. So just want to check in. I haven't checked in here in quite a while. So W2EEQ, K2DOV.
K2DOV, W2EEQ. Fine, Charlie. And yeah, you missed us there for a few days, a few weeks, and glad you got back now. in reference to George, that may come as a mild surprise to Doug, and We'll let Don bring you up to date again, Doug. He gave us a rundown a little bit ago. Any other check-ins? Call now. K2IC, WPWQ.
K2IC, okay, I just want to say good morning to you down there, small group on this morning, Evan Rush. Yeah, I'm sorry about George, too. And there's too many people here that you get these, and you get these, things like that, and they just don't have the energy or the, radio there. I don't know what I was doing. And I didn't have the ham radio, but anyway, I'm going to run along now, and I hope to get on your 2 meter net tomorrow, Rush. And of course, you won't be on Christmas on the Thursday there, so. And so I hope everything works out for all you fine people there. And I'd like to say good morning to you, and greetings, of course, to everybody.
All right, Earl, fine, and glad to have you with us this morning. Yeah, we'll look for you tomorrow. And in the meantime, regards to Joanne, wish you a very we can give you a happy holidays tomorrow. All right, WDUAE, WDWEG, you want to bring Doug up to date on George?
Okay, Russ, W2WQ and the group W2UAE, and good morning to Doug there and to Charlie. And not much change in George. He hasn't improved. That's the bad part of the news, in the sense that he sort of lost interest in everything, and he's still having a lot of pain in his face, and has no desire for ham radio or computer. He was doing pretty good. He got a real good computer not too long ago and was having a lot of fun with it and such, and then all of a sudden this shingles hit him, and sure has put him down. And George will be 83 on the 26th of January, so he's up there in age, but he certainly was doing very well before he got the shingles. And I guess it's taking a toll on him, that's for sure. Bert says that he's just having these episodes of pain regularly, and there's not much help for him. Only a cold cloth on his face seems to help. Charlie, very good on your new computer there, and hope you had a lot of fun with it, and get a lot of enjoyment out of it. They can be fun, although I'm going through a session with mine, got involved in upgrading it, and instead of upgrading it, I think I'm downgrading it, because I get further and further in troubles, and still have to get it working properly. Parts of it does work okay, and other parts don't. So we're going to be putting a new modem in, though, and hopefully that'll get us out of that problem. George did have a bypass operation on his heart. I think it was a triple bypass also. So I wrote that note down to answer you on that, and just happened to notice it here on the sheet. So back to net control, W2WQ, W2UAE.
W2UAE, W2WQ. Fine, Don. By the way, we subscribe to Consumers Report, and this issue that just came out a few days ago has a very good rundown on the computers, what they do, what they can do, what they can't do, and how they compare in price, and whether it's better to update increase the capacity of your present one, or whether you should go into a new one and all this. It was very, very comprehensive, I thought, and be interested to know if any of you have looked at it, what you thought of it. W3OOJ, W2WEQ.
W3BFAQ.
Got you, Tom.
Okay, good morning, Tom. W2Echo Queen, W3OOJ. And, okay on everything. And yeah, Doug, I am interested in that monitor. In fact, it might very well be one of my Christmas presents. I wonder if that store that you're speaking of over on Street Road has them in stock over there so we could go over and look at them. And the prices that you were telling me about is more like what we're looking at. And, okay, I intend to send George another card. Boy, I tell you, the shingles in the face must be terrible. I had it in the belt area, and I guess maybe, what, 6 or 7 years ago, or maybe even more. You're not supposed to be able to get it again after you received it, you know, got it the first time, but that's questioned by, like I said before, Paul Bugin's wife, Rena, that's WA3TUC, she claims that she's had it 3 times. And my doctor swears that nobody gets it more than once. Well, I hope that's true, but and I hope George gets over his shortly, because it really, really is a painful affliction. What else was I? I'm writing myself notes, and I can't even recall what they say. W2WEQ, W3OOJ.
Okay, W3OOJ, W2WEQ, well, that's good news. And I certainly hope it's true that you can only get it once, because any of those that several things. As a matter of fact, a neighbor 2 doors down has it quite badly on his legs, and I guess it's on the waist also. And he's had it for now quite some time. But if you once get it over, why, you're immune, hopefully. W2EQ,
WA3DSP. Okay, very fine. I'm not really clear on George. I guess maybe I missed something there. He's at home, and he's suffering from shingles, but does he have any other major problem at this point?
Go ahead, Doc. Okay, George is at home, and the only ailment at the present time is the shingles, but it's on his one side of his face, and started to get into his eye, but evidently that was controlled enough such that it didn't get into his eye. That's what started him on going to the doctor. He went to the eye doctor because of his eye was bothering him, and the eye doctor sent him right to the hospital. So it was at a stage that needed quick attention. He was in the hospital for, I guess, about a week, and then they couldn't help him much more than with what they could do for him at home. So he is at home, and anyone that can send him a card, I'm sure that he'll appreciate it, since that's about his only method of communications now with the outside world. So he doesn't want to talk on the telephone either. So back to you, Doug, WA3DSP, W2UAE.
Okay, Don. Well, thanks for the update. I guess you repeated that too many times already, but I wanted to be clear on that, not to minimize the shingles. That's certainly a horrible thing to have, but it's not life-threatening, I don't believe, at least not usually. And I was concerned whether he had some other problem recently that was life-threatening going on. So in any event, we wish him a speedy recovery. And I know Coleman had that, and Dick mentioned that he had it. And I guess it's a fairly common thing. Depending on where you get it, it's not good anywhere, but I guess it's probably a lot worse to have it up in the facial region than it would be to have it lower in your body somewhere. Okay, very good. Good morning to all the people who checked in since the last go around. I don't know what's happened to our group here. We're really getting low on our check-ins for some reason. Maybe our outsiders have to check in yet, but we normally get up into the double digits here. We have in the past year, and it seems like extending the net hasn't brought that up any. It seems to be lower, so I'm a little concerned about that. We gotta get some more people on here. W2EEQ, WA3DSP.
Yeah, well, we're always ready for more, but don't forget, we did have 14 last week, so that was encouraging. All right, hang in there, Don. Tom, by the way, Charlie is next, and you're following him. K2DOV, W2EQ.
K2DOV, K2DOV. Well, I haven't got a lot of any information. I don't think they're in the group, but nice talking to you guys anyway. And I'll get it on. Maybe somebody's got something really can give us some good information here. Back to W2WK2DOE.
K2DOE, W2WK. Okay, Charlie. Any other check-ins, call now?
Recording W2UVU.
There he is, W2UVU. Yes. Any other check-in? You there, Sam? Not that. Okay. W3BFH, W2WQ. Take it, Tom.
Okay, Russ. W2WQ, W3BFH. Hey, Liz, I almost forgot about the group here this morning. I got up plenty of time, but I was checking the high frequency bands and working DX down on 17 meters, and I looked at the clock and I said, geez, I ought to be some other place. Well, I tuned up here. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm supposed to go down the list, but good to hear you in there, Dick. I hope your eye situation is not getting any worse anyway. I don't know how it's getting better, but that's a tough situation. Sorry to hear about George. I think I had the shingle years and years ago. I can't remember when it was, but I know I had the chicken pox. I know the shingles is supposed to be some kind of a relation to the chicken pox. I don't know whether you get immunity to shingles when you had chicken pox or you didn't. So I can't talk about it. So far, I don't have any particular ailments that I know about anyway. And I guess if you don't know about them, maybe it's a good thing too. Got a nice chilly morning over here, but it looks like it's sunny and the barometer's way up. It's up to 30.3. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. I think I saw the weather report last night on the boom tube. That it's going to be a nice day tomorrow. And then after that, we're going to have clouds and rain the rest of the week. We're just going into snow and I can put up with it, I guess. Nothing else new I can think of. Everything seems to be percolating around here. I guess I can't complain about it either. Okay, I don't hear guys talking about antennas very much, but D5RV. His first name is Willis. I forget his last name. He's an English fellow. He's the guy that invented the G5RV antenna. And I was talking to him on the air yesterday on 17 meters. He had a house in a place down in Uruguay that he used to go to in the wintertime. You know, like people go to Florida here. And I talked to him down there a long time ago. In fact, I happened to look it up. It was 1992. But he tells me he's getting up years now, and it takes 30 hours for him to get there. Apparently, where his place is somewhere where he has to take something other than air transportation. And he says the 30-hour trip is too much for him. I think he's 86. But other than that, he said he's doing great. So I have about a half-hour contact with him. Real nice song. Okay, over to you, Russ. W2WQ, W3BFH.
W3BSH, W2WQ. Okay, Tom. Well, that's very nice. That would be a very interesting
interesting conversation, I'm sure. And as far as shingles are concerned, as I understand it, you don't get them unless you have had chickenpox. Apparently there's a relationship there. And if that's incorrect, well, somebody can check me out. But what I understand is that if you have not had chickenpox, then you're not likely to get shingles. What do you say over there in Elmira, W2UBU, W2EQ?
W2EQ and the group W2UBU. Good morning to everyone in the Delaware Valley chapter. And I've heard the same thing as you there, Russ. I know that I never had chickenpox when I was a child, and I haven't had shingles so far, and I certainly hope that it helps, because I guess it can be a pretty difficult thing to have. Well, it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day, a little bit on the cool side. I noticed we had a dusting of snow during the night because there was a little on the car, but I'm sure that's not going to last very long. Aside from where it got a little bit deep when it drifted here, why most of the snow is gone. So the deer will be able to have something to eat besides my shrubs. Speaking of deer, the day after deer season finished, when I looked out in the lawn, there's a beautiful big buck there with a huge rack. Biggest rack I've seen in quite a long time. So he was one of the lucky ones that escaped the mighty huntsman. So happy holidays to all of the Delaware Valley chapter, W2UBU. Back to you, Russ.
All right, Roy, fine business. And, the hunting season is over, isn't it? That's right. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that one big buck got spared. That's good. Let's see, do we have any further check-ins? Call now.
T-O-2, Mike Flowers, bro.
Well, that one, you know. We got Charles in there, J2. M, F, and a B. Any others? What do you say, W, 3, 2, M, F?